go through some halachas of Mishloach Manos. So one of the chiyuvim on the day of Purim is that a person has to send Mishloach Manos, Shalach Manos. The chiyuv, the ikar chiyuv, is a person has to send to one individual two manos to one individual. Anything which you're marba after that, it's marba reyus, it's marba simcha, so that's obviously a marba, but the Rambam, Chayotim, point out that if you have a choice between being marba in Matanas of Yoinim and being marba in Mishloach Manos, a person should be marba in Matanas of Yoinim, because there's no greater simcha to Kodesh Baruch Hu than being Sameach. Poor people have difficult circumstances, and giving them something, that's the greatest simcha which you could have. We mentioned the Shabura points out that a person should have in mind when they say that the brach, they hear the bracha Shechianu for a morning, to have in mind, besides the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is taking place at that moment, the other mitzvahs of Yom, including Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. Preferably, a person should not eat before he does the mitzvahs. Like any chiyuv midivrei sefer, it's a chiyuv which is in Tanakh. It's not the Raisa, but it's in Tanakh. That midivrei kabbalah. So chiyuv midivrei kabbalah, like any mitzvah, a person should not be eating before he does the mitzvah. The halacha is that a person can take a bite, a person can be telling something, but he should not have that, sit down and have a meal until he does the mitzvah. The definition of what is called a valid mana. So the Aruch HaShulchan understands that a mana means a portion. It doesn't mean, we mentioned it before, a person sends a peanut and a raisin, he's definitely sent two different things, but it's not called a mana. They're not portions. One peanut is not a portion, and one raisin is not a portion. So a person has to send something which would be significant enough that it's considered a portion. It has to be something which is roy to use on Purim. It's something which is raw, it's machloikis, whether it's sufficient or not. It's sufficient enough to use or not, but it's something which could be made into a food. It has to be a food. Famous shikta, which says you could be yotze by sending somebody a sefer that you're mechaber. So if you're mechaber a sefer, ask me to shayla and I'll talk to you about it. Okay. It should be something which is fitting based on the person you're sending to and the person that you are. If I'm a very rich person and I send something which maybe for a poor person I'd be considered sending something nice. But for me, it's not considered something nice. I've not done the mitzvah properly. The goal of the mitzvah is to be marba reyus. This person might get insulted that I'm sending something which seems so cheap. I'm sending to somebody who's a very kosher person the same thing. I should send something which is roy for that person as well. There's a mistaken notion out there that the two monas have to be two different brachas. That is not correct. There's no such requirement. The Rambam says you can send different monas of meat, different types of meat, cuts of meat. And that would be two monas. You can send a mana of chicken and a mana of meat. You can send a mana of one type of cut of beef and another kind of type of cut of beef. It's clearly made in two different ways. It's perceived as two different things. We consider two monas. There's no need to have two different brachas. The chiyuv applies to men. The chiyuv applies to women. A woman who's married, the Magen Rama says that she relies on her husband giving for her. She does not need to give in her own. But there's others would say that the Shabbos even said that the woman should be machmer. Now there is the Gemara which says women are putter, but we don't not paskin like that. Ketanim, once they reach the age of chinuch, the Prima Gadim says that ketanim are chayiv. If they're still at home and they're living at home, they don't really have their own chiyuv. According to some, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, even in such a situation, the child is chayiv to give. The person has to make sure that the person who's receiving it knows who sent it. The goal is to be barba reyus. I leave my shelf manos in somebody's doorstep, and I do not put my name on it, I don't know who it came from. You have not increased the reyus. I know there's somebody out there who likes me, but I don't know who it is. I have not really created that friendship, which the goal is to create that friendship. So I have to make sure that I leave my name in a situation like that, where I'm not giving it, I'm giving it through a shliach. It's from somebody, I don't remember who. You make sure you get a shliach who remembers who is sending it. And if you leave it on the person's doorstep, make sure you put your name on it. If a person sends it before Purim, and it only arrives on Purim, and arrives on Purim, so is that sufficient? Is the main thing you send on Purim that and arrives? You need both. It's enough that you send it beforehand. The Aruch HaShulchan says even in a situation where a person it arrives on Purim, he holds it that you're not yotze. There is, however, there's an opinion which says that it's sufficient. The main thing is that the person who receives it gets it. So if you have a friend you want to send to who's out of the city, you should try and send them with somebody You can appoint somebody there in that city to get something for you and give it for you. That would be sufficient. You cannot use Mos Meiser for, even if you're giving to an Ani, you cannot use Mos Meiser for the purpose of Shalach Manish, but again, that would be just the minimal amount. Once you've done your Iker Mitzvah, everything after that, a person giving to Aniyim, a person could use Mos Meiser for the purpose of Shalach Manish.